Now, Breast Cancer Awareness Month kicks off next week. An estimated 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime. And breast cancer is becoming more common among young women.
Major risk factors for breast cancer include age, family history, breast density, and the presence of benign breast conditions like cysts.
But there are also risk factors for breast cancer that you can control, like alcohol consumption and hormone use.
Dr. Leah Dietrich joins us now for a look at detection, prevention, and treatment. Dr. Dietrich is a medical oncologist specializing in breast cancer care and prevention at Gunderson Health System. Dr. Dietrich, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, Dr. Dietrich, I understand that you yourself are a breast cancer survivor. If you're willing, can you share that experience with us?
Yeah, I sure can. I'm a 13-year survivor. So I was diagnosed when I was 42, had elementary and middle school-aged kids. And being a breast cancer doctor, I think it was good and bad, you know, the good things that can happen and the bad things that can happen. I'd also seen my sister go through a breast cancer diagnosis. So I had a family history and was very vigilant about my screening and, paying attention to my breast health.
Now, in general, we hear about things like risk factors for breast cancer, one of the more common forms of cancer, of course, for women. When we say risk factors, what kind of things are we talking about?
So there's a lot of different risk factors for breast cancer, and some of those things you can control and some of those things you can't control. So, for instance, things that you can't control, being a woman, 99% of people with breast cancer are women. You can't control your family history. But then there are some things that you can control. And those are obviously the things that we like to focus on with people when we talk about breast cancer prevention.
Right. What are some of those lifestyle things and other risk factors that we do have some control over?
So most breast cancers are related to estrogen. And so different types of exposure to estrogen over a lifetime can affect your risk for breast cancer. So one of the things that is protective is having children and breastfeeding. And then other lifestyle type things is getting to an ideal weight and maintaining it. We know that for postmenopausal women, which is the most common age at diagnosis for breast cancer, being overweight is a risk factor for breast cancer. So that's one thing that people can do. The other lifestyle thing is being active. We know that increased physical activity is tied to a decreased risk of breast cancer. And then another lifestyle thing is alcohol. More and more studies are coming out correlating alcohol and a lot of different types of cancers. There is a risk with alcohol use, even as little as 3 drinks a week for women is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. And the more alcohol you drink, the higher that risk goes.
Looking longer term, what do you see when it comes to trends with breast cancer? I hear different reports over the years, but it seems like, especially for younger women, we're seeing some increases in breast cancer. What are some of the long-term things you've been watching?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the average age of breast cancer diagnosis is in the low 60s. But what we have been seeing is that the incidence of breast cancer is going up for all women, but it is going up more sharply for younger women. So that's obviously not a trend that we want to see happening. The good news is that we continue to decrease the rate of death related to breast cancer. So fewer women are dying of breast cancer, even though more women are being diagnosed.
Well, I want to dig into each of those things. Let's start with that second point that fewer women are dying of breast cancer, even though we're detecting it more often. Is it what's driving that? Are we detecting it earlier? Are we developing new treatments? What kind of things are helping there?
Yeah, so if we look over many years, screening mammography was a huge influence in decreasing the mortality rate related to breast cancer because earlier diagnosis means a better prognosis. And so getting screening mammograms is very important. The other thing that has spurred that is better treatments. So we're able to cure breast cancer more commonly, more often, because of new medicines that we have to treat breast cancer.
And then with the increase in breast cancer diagnosis, I could see a couple things happening. Maybe we're screening more, so we're finding more cases, or maybe there's some sort of, I don't know, environmental or lifestyle change or something else going on that actually is increasing the incidence of breast cancer. What do we know? What questions are there still?
Yeah, those are some big questions that we're trying to answer. We know that there's an obesity epidemic. We know that that is related to breast cancer diagnosis. But there's also studies going on looking at different types of diets that could influence breast cancer risk and exposure to different chemicals and things in the environment.
In advance of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that's next month, we're talking to Dr. Leah Dietrich, medical oncologist specializing in breast cancer care and prevention at Gundersen Health System. Dr. Dietrich, the eternal question I think women ask themselves and try to figure out, when should I get scanned? How often? What are some of the basic guidelines that people should know?
So there's been a lot of confusion about that in the recent years because different institutions are putting out different guidelines. And I think that that confusion is a disservice to people. One of the things that is helpful in the new guidelines is it does differentiate women who are at average risk versus women who are at higher risk. But for the average woman, the American Cancer Society recommends annual mammography as an option starting at age 40 and recommended starting at age 45. And so that's probably the simplest, you know, guideline that I can give to women. But the other thing is there's a lot more opportunity to have your risk assessed. Most primary care physicians should be able to assess your breast cancer risk and then tailor your breast cancer screening to that risk. And the other place that it's happening is in the screening mammography area. So there are many places where the technologist will ask you a few questions about your family history and other things. That, along with breast density, is taken into account. And then on your mammogram report, it will actually say what your risk is. And at Gundersen, what we've been doing is then referring women who are at higher risk to our high-risk breast clinic so that we can even talk about other preventative things with them in addition to screening.
Is there enough access to that kind of screening when people need it? We hear about concerns about affordability with many areas of healthcare, and in Wisconsin, geography. Some places might have just more access to nearby screenings. What do you see from where you're working?
Yeah, so I've seen different health systems doing different things. We have a mobile mammography unit that we bring out to our more rural communities. Other more inner city health systems have programs where they're actually going out into the community and busing people into the facility for mammograms. And we are fortunate that we have the Wisconsin Well Woman program, which will pay for mammograms for patients who qualify due to income status.
Over the years, people may have seen in the news the information about the BRCA gene mutations. Fairly rare, I understand, but when you have these mutations, the risk goes up a lot. What do we know? What do people need to know about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So most breast cancers are not genetic. A small percentage of breast cancers are related to genetic mutations or changes that increase that risk of breast cancer. But for women who do have a BRCA mutation, or even if there is a BRCA mutation in the family, in a first degree relative, we do recommend increased screening that includes MRI in addition to mammogram. And we also recommend MRI for any woman who has a greater than 20% lifetime risk of breast cancer based on family history and other risk factors. So that's why having your risk assessed, if you're able to, by your primary care physician or other ways is a good thing to do.
Is that basic assessment going to test for this BRCA mutation?
Right. It won't test for that, but what we may see is a pattern of a family history that would be suggestive of a mutation. And then that's where that referral would come in to a genetic counselor for genetic testing to find out about whether or not the mutation is present.
There was concern, I know, a couple decades ago I was covering this issue, worry that we could maybe overscreen and overtest and find false positives, and some women would end up getting maybe treatments, biopsies that wouldn't have otherwise been medically necessary. Is this still an argument? Is this still a concern that we have?
I think that's a valid argument. Some types of very early breast cancer, the rates have just skyrocketed because it's the kind of thing that you're only going to find on mammogram. It doesn't usually cause a lump. We're not going to find it any other way. But I think looking at the flip side of that, which sometimes isn't taken into account, is yes, there may be a few more biopsies, but we're getting better and better at, you know, determining who needs a biopsy, a few more diagnoses. But the huge benefit of early detection, again, early detection means better outcomes, more people living related to breast cancer. But in addition to that, it also means a lot of other things. When you're diagnosed with breast cancer at an early stage, that generally means a lesser surgery, radiation, fewer treatments of radiation, maybe no chemotherapy at all. And that translates to less time off work, less disruption of your usual lifestyle.
Dr. Dietrich, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Leah Dietrich, a medical oncologist specializing in breast cancer care and prevention at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. She talked to us about breast cancer risk and prevention. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is coming up next month, October.